tens of millions of federal Medicaid dollars would have covered Floridians, a move Governor Scott supported, but the legislature rejected this year. Judy Evans, Florida director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, says hundreds of thousands of uninsured people have mental illnesses.
People that suffer depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders, the only way that they can get treated is to walk into a hospital and get the treatment.
The Alliance report shows those uninsured emergency room visits will cost taxpayers $1.2 million over the next decade. Evans says mental health advocates are hoping Scott will call a special legislative session to expand coverage. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.